An Al-Qaeda-linked church attack is uncovered in Turkey. Safe water is the only way to sustainable development in Ethiopia, and an audio Bible ministry is reaching even more people with the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A startling plot involving Al-Qaeda and an attack on churches in Ankara, Turkey is coming to light. According to reports from the Daily Tariff newspaper and Compass Direct News, a homegrown terrorist cell had laid plans to attack all of Ankara's churches as well as their Christian clergy. IN Network USA's Rody Rodehaver says,
"These were terrorists tied to Al-Qaeda who were gathering caches of explosives, weapons, plans, maps, all that you need to bring about a terrorist attack."
Christian leaders were caught flat-footed by the plot. Rodehaver says the report comes as a reminder of the environment in which Turk Christians live.
"There is a commitment on the part of these believers that God has called them to do what they're doing. Because he has called them, he will both supply their needs and protect them."
Ministries moving forward, pray for the team.
"They have chosen to keep as focused as is possible on their mission of developing the church."
Meanwhile, Lebanon's stability changes at the drop of unstable Syria's hat. As we've told you before here at MNN, if Syria's President Assad falls, Hezbollah has threatened to take full control of Lebanon. Kids Alive International's Matt Gregory says there's some fear at their boys' home in Beirut.
"There is worry amongst them. You know, sometimes the resident boys will ask me, is there war coming?"
The climate is nerve-wracking, but the kids are safe and cared for. Right now, they're carrying on a photography club. The best photos are chosen for calendars and cards. It's been a boost for the kids who hear the gospel regularly, but now see more of God's love and their value.
"These children don't have many opportunities outside of our campus here to express themselves. They're often overlooked by, you know, the society as a whole. So, you know, to have their work put in print, it really boosted their self-esteem and gave them a sense of pride and a sense of accomplishment as well."
You're listening to Mission Network News. After 2 years, it's finally started raining in Ethiopia, but the rain won't solve the dire water crisis there. It'll only contaminate broken wells. Living Water International's Shannon Strassner says the clean water shortage goes past thirst.
"Without safe water, absolutely no development can take place. It's a starting point for life. And it's also a vehicle for education, for opportunity, sanitation, economic development."
To respond, Living Water plans to build wells across southern Ethiopia, likely near schools so kids don't have to walk for water.
"Approximately 40 billion hours each year are wasted because people are walking to get unclean water."
If wells were installed, women could have time for small businesses, food could grow, and Living Water could share the gospel. Envirocon Technologies has offered to match gifts of up to $100,000. We have a link at our website. Meanwhile, Nepal hasn't been the easiest place to share the hope of Christ. However, AMG International has found one way to present the hope of truth there: newspaper evangelism. AMG's ad appeared in a magazine with a circulation of about 45,000 copies. There were 775 responses over a seven-month period. Through follow-up, 233 of them made professions of faith in Jesus Christ. More than half of those are now engaged in further Bible study. Pray for these new believers. And Faith Comes by Hearing is now providing scripture to more than 478,000 more people in their heart language. It boils down to 9 new language recordings to add to their catalog of audio scriptures. The translations cover languages in Oceania, Asia, and Sub-Saharan Africa. In 2012, Faith Comes by Hearing marks its 40th year by continuing to provide audio New Testaments in every translated language, making the fulfillment of the Great Commission a reality. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. It features songs like One Last Christmas, Day After Christmas, and many of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to the Christ of Christmas. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.